Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Life Coach Radio Network, where we share expert and professional coaching techniques to help make a difference in your life. I'm Claudia Chinevere, joined by my two co-hosts, Kim Rivita and Connie Rogers, and today's episode is on when things don't go your way. And I'd like to start off our show by letting you know that you can join us on our call today in two ways. You can join us by calling us at 646-716-9397, or you can join us on our chat room, which is in the box below our Blog Talk Radio page. And, you know, we'd love to hear your thoughts and comments, so if you have anything you'd like to share with us, just please either call us again at 646-716-9397 or type in that chat box. Now, before we start, let me share a little bit more about Life Coach Radio Show and our co-host. And Life Coach Radio Networks is comprised of Life Coach Radio Network, International Life Coach Radio, and Life Coach Chat Channel, that are the brainchild of creator and executive producer and host Russ Terry. Now, Russ brought together over 40 life coaches from around the world to share their wisdom, expertise, and professional coaching techniques with you for free. And the show airs daily and on various topics that people are struggling with, such as relationship, career, finance, personal development, and more. Now, I'd like to invite Kim Rivita, followed by Connie Rogers, to tell us a little bit more about themselves and what they do before we jump right on our topic of when things don't go our way. So, Kim, tell us a little bit about yourself, what you do, and where people can find you.
Sure. Hi, Claudette. Hi, Connie. It's great to be with both of you today. I am Kim Rivita, and I am the founder and CEO of Kim Rivita Coaching. I'm a lifestyle and business coach that helps women entrepreneurs, business owners, and health and wellness professionals lead a healthy life while building and leading businesses that make money so that they experience less stress and more success. And I partner with my clients to help them with decisions and choices that support their lives and have a nice, easy flow of work and clients and life experiences so that they are not beating their head against the wall and they're actually having fun in both their business and their life.
So thank you. So do you have any, and where can people reach you at, Kim?
People can reach me at my website, which is kimrivita.com, and I'll spell that, kimrivida.com. And I'm on Facebook at Kim Rivita Coaching, LinkedIn at Kim Rivita, and not LinkedIn, sorry, that's Twitter at Kim Rivita. And I also am on LinkedIn. And I have a nice resources page if somebody wants to just find their values or find their possibilities, and that's at kimrivita.com/resources. So I'd love for you to hop on over there and get your free download to begin to live that nice, healthy, and happy life.
Excellent. Thank you so much, Kim. So
thank you,
Connie, please. Yeah. So Connie Rogers is our other host for today, and I'd love for you, Connie, to share with us a little bit more about yourself and what you do and where people can reach you.
Thank you so much for having me today, Claudette and Kim. Hi, I'm Connie Rogers. I'm a certified integrated holistic health coach for 12 years, founder and owner of BitesizedPieces.net, a published author, wellness writer, Reiki master. I'm also a mother of two, consultant, and researcher. I specialize in toxins that can disrupt our endocrine, skin, and metabolic health, and I am an expert in teaching weight loss for life. Over the years, I've had the experience of working with people of all ages to improve their energy and health goals. And I love this topic today because I'm helping a client with some very disappointing and frustrating news she just received just last week. Once again, you can reach me at faces@vail.net bitesizedpieces.net. And I thank you, ladies. I'm glad to be here.
Excellent. Thank you, Connie, for sharing. Let me introduce a little bit about myself. My name is Claudette Chenevere, and I'm known as the Stepmom Coach. And I work with women who find themselves in a serious relationship or married to a man who has kids from a previous relationship, and she's asking herself, what did I get myself into? Now, through individual and group coaching as well as e-courses, I help these women understand and work out what their new role in this family is to help them create a strong and harmonious relationship with their kids, her husband, as well as find ways to take care of her personal needs and wants. I'm also a Master Certified Step Family Coach, and I trained with Results Coaching System. I've been a stepmom for 24 years, a mom for 30, and most of all, I enjoy being a grandmother to 4 wonderful grandchildren. I'm also a regular co-host on Life Coach Chat Channel as well as Life Coach Radio Network, offering professional coaching advice to you so you can implement them right now and help you transform your relationships one step at a time. I'm also very active on Facebook and Google as well as Twitter and LinkedIn. And if you want to find out more about myself and the work I do, you can visit me on stepmomcoach.com. So again, our topic today is when things don't go your way. And a lot of times, you know, we plan our lives, we plan a lot of things, but, you know, as much as we plan and want things to go and we visualize and we do all the things that we think are going well, it doesn't go the way we want. And so that can be really hard. So I want to start off by asking my two co-hosts, what is it that when we talk about, you know, when things don't go my way, what is it that comes up for you? What are some of the thoughts that you hear or you associate with when things don't go my way? So let's start with Kim on this.
Well, Claudette, I think that, well, it's been my experience with myself and my clients that when things don't go our way, what comes up is stress, frustration, aggravation on the surface, and then underneath all of that are thoughts, feelings, and emotions that might say, you know, well, I'm not good enough, or why does this always happen to me? I have had a lot of people say that. Why this always happens to me? Why does this always happen to me? So they question, you know, okay, it's not going my way. This isn't the way that it's supposed to go. Why does it always happen to me? Now, I like to do a turnaround with that and say, well, I fully believe in and I stand by it. There are no mistakes, and you are exactly where you're supposed to be. And there may be a lesson or an experience that you need to have in order to move forward in your life. But it's often challenging for people to understand that. So when things don't go their way, they get wrapped up in those thoughts, those feelings, those emotions that don't allow them to see, I call it being in the box, if you will, and they don't look outside to see, okay, wait a minute, what is another alternative, or why may I have be having this experience? It's just that, why me, why me, why me, and they end up being in a very negative space with those negative emotions.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's
what's coming up.
We start, you know, being in that negative space, and then, you know, it turns around and it becomes really hard to get out of it. And, you know, our thoughts are just moving and, you know, we get stuck. And it's funny because I just wrote a blog post this morning about being stuck, so no, I can definitely relate to this. I'd love to ask Connie. Connie, what is it that you think of or you know, associate with when you hear the term, you know, things that, you know, that's not going my way? So what is it that you can share with us on this?
Well, Claudette, it could mean you're very disappointed, you're at your lowest point in your life. You look around in disbelief, wondering what just happened. It's as if you're living in a bizarre dream where nothing makes sense to you. People are going on with their lives while you struggle to simply get out of bed in the morning. You feel like you're on a roller coaster of numbness and pain, which is what my customer said to me just recently. And when you get to that point where you realize that you must try to pick up the pieces, panic sets in, and your adrenals are taxed, and you can't move. So you must go through the grieving process and then try to forgive yourself for messing up so badly, whatever the circumstances. You say, how come I couldn't have predicted this? Why am I not wiser, smarter, or a better parent? She just heard the words, your child committed blank. You can fill in the pieces, whatever it is. The excruciating nature of it all makes you simply want to run away and become someone else, she said. So taking that into consideration, I would say no matter how hard you try, you simply cannot get past what life has thrown you when you're in this depressed state. And some days you just don't care. Other days you try hard, but your progress is very slow.
Mm-hmm. And I find it really interesting because both of you shared something around, you know, grieving and disappointment, and for me, when I hear things don't go my way, I hear someone trying hard to hold on to something that they have no control over. You know, sometimes, and that's why I love, you know, that these kinds of subjects or these conversations, because we all bring something different according to our personal experiences, and I'm hoping that our audience also gets to hear something that will resonate with them. So, you know, both of you shared something about grieving, disappointment, and when I hear when things don't go my way, you know, for me, and especially with the people I work with and the clients I tend to work with, it's a question of letting go of expectations, of stopping having control over everything. And that can be really challenging. You know, we try to control our lives. We try to control our environment, but it's not always possible. And I love what you shared, Connie and Kim, about, you know, it's a grieving process. It's a struggle. Sometimes even when we try as hard as we can, we have a hard time moving forward. So what are some of the experiences? Let's start with Kim, and I know you work with different people. So when someone is struggling and trying to, get rid, and you talked about negative emotions and being wrapped up in their thoughts, what is it that, you know, can they do to help move forward from being stuck in those kinds of thoughts and emotions?
That's a great question, Claudette, because we tend to get stuck in sort of like a loop, and we constantly think, oh, this didn't happen, or that didn't happen, or I wanted that, and it didn't happen. I tried so hard. You know, a lot of times there's a lot of stuff invested in what we're going for, whether it be a job or to find your ideal spouse or have a baby or whatever it happens to be, lose weight, better health. You know, I work in the health industry as well, and I've met many women who say, you know, oh, I tried so hard this week and I didn't see any results. Now, of course, you know, we don't see immediate results until we get frustrated. But I think in order to move forward, we have to first acknowledge that, you know what, we're trying. We took steps to have a certain outcome and look at it in a different way. And one of the things I like to use with my clients is to cut the loop, to literally visualize a circle and take scissors in your mind and just visualize cutting the thought pattern. Whatever that thought pattern happens to be, I'm not good enough, I, pardon the expression, but I suck, whatever negative thought is going on that is maybe holding you hostage, so to speak. And so you cut the loop and you replace it with something a little bit more positive. And it's different for everybody. I recently just tried something absolutely kind of off the wall. I wasn't able to get rid of a thought pattern in my head, and it was really bringing me down. And it was really frustrating me because a situation hadn't worked out the way that I had wanted it to or even thought it was going to. And so I couldn't stop thinking about it. And I was ruminating and really feeling bad and feeling all those negative emotions. And as Connie mentioned, you know, the physical things that go on to us with negativity. And I just blurted out, I love roller coasters. And I do to a certain extent, but I don't love them. And I cracked myself up, but it immediately interrupted that thought pattern. And that made me laugh. And so I've used it in the last couple of days as an experiment. And my energy has definitely shifted. My inner feelings have shifted. My energy physically has shifted. Now, I do need to do some more work to maybe move myself forward to getting what I want. And again, as I believe there are no mistakes, I learned something. So what did I learn? And now what can I do moving forward? Or what's one little step? Because sometimes people are dealing with some really big things. So what's one little step that can move me forward?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I love this. Yeah, and it's true. You know, it's hard to break patterns. And now we'll talk about, you know, breaking patterns and breaking habits in a little bit. But, you know, it's true. It's not easy, and it's challenging. So, Connie, what about you? What is it that, you know, we can do to, let's say, move forward or, you talked about, you know, grieving process and struggles and pain. So what is it that we can do to help us, you know, move forward in that area, especially when you're talking about, you know, pain and panic and you know, you're trying to, let's say, have a better life or better health. What are some of the things that can help?
Well, we sometimes neglect or forget self-care. We have a cup that's not full. It's always half empty. What we don't realize is that we have a tendency to borrow time with the thought of I'll do it later syndrome. We try to hold on for one more day, doing the same thing over and over again, expecting different results. But Anthony Robbins puts it great. He says, you know, try to break the poor me patterns by maybe splashing water on your face or going out taking a walk or changing your dialogue like Kim mentioned. You know, I love roller coasters. Saying that over and over again is a positive way to break being stuck. And the best place to start is to ask for help if you can't do it yourself. We as health coaches, we clarify the goals and implement a plan of action. One has to have intention, and one has to also realize there's no failures. We make mistakes, but we get up again and follow a new path. It's similar to a baby learning how to walk. They fall down, they get up again. No one tells them they're a failure, right? They have intention, and they go the distance.
Yeah. And you know, both of you shared some really great points. And one of the things I'd like to add here is that, and to go back again to, you know, the grieving process and the negative thoughts and breaking patterns is also to be okay with taking the time to be in that negative space. A lot of times I think when we're trying to set a goal and we're very excited and things are like moving forward, and then all of a sudden we're realizing, wow, I'm not getting where I want to go, and you know, maybe I did want to have a better health, but I can't get there. It's not going the way I had planned on it. I'm eating what I'm supposed to be eating. You know, I'm doing all the things that the person told me, or you know, I'm making the commitments and the plans, but, you know, the relationship isn't going. And so sometimes, you know, trying to not think about what's not going well or not think about the process of our emotions can actually keep us stuck in there. And, you know, I'm a firm believer that, you know, if you the more you avoid something that's in front of you, the more it's going to show up in front of you, in your face. And so I'd love to ask you, Connie, you know, have you seen, like, especially in your work, and then I'll ask him, but have you seen where you have a challenge with people saying, I'm doing everything I can, but it's not helping? You know, there's a sense of resistance in seeing everything they're actually doing, and maybe they're not actually doing everything they see they're doing, or maybe what they're doing isn't the right thing. You know, we can do a lot of stuff. We can look for goals, but maybe they're not the ones for us. So can you talk a little bit more about that, Connie, and then I'll ask the same thing for Kim.
Well, there's programs that my clients follow, and of course I've heard this before where, you know, it's not working, what could I be doing differently, and then we definitely go over what are they doing and are they writing down everything, are they, you know, being clear on exactly what they're doing, and then we either tweak it a little bit and make it different for them. Maybe they're bored and they're not really following through. Maybe they have issues with buying certain of the products that they need to become healthy. I have a lot of cancer clients that, you know, want a juice, and maybe they have problems, you know, buying the tools for their kitchen. Maybe they say they're juicing. Maybe they're going and buying bottle juices. So it just depends on what exactly they're doing, and then we go over and make it fit them, what works for them. It's always what works for the clients, and they will eventually get results when they put in the time and the intention and have a really good plan.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true. Good points. What about you, Kim? What are your thoughts around that?
Well, I love what Connie was saying because it's so true. I love what she said about bored, and I never thought of it that way. And, you know, I always learn stuff on myself that I learn for me and I can take to my clients. And I have a client who's struggling with doing certain things, and when she said bored, I thought, oh, that might be it. Now, I don't know. I'll have to do a little bit more investigation, but it could be. But she's right. So it has to fit for the person. It has to fit for the client. It has to fit for you. It has to fit for me. What fits for you will not necessarily fit for me, which is why a lot of times our loved one's advice isn't always great advice, right? They think it's fabulous, but it's not going to work because we're not them. And so you have to come up with a way that works for you. And the other big thing that I'm finding for my clients is, should you even be doing this? Is this something mm-hmm. you want to do, or are you feeling that you have to do it? So Susie lost 10 pounds down the road, and you're following her exact plan, but you really don't want to. So is it something that you should be doing? And I generally don't like the word should, because it puts that pressure of the sort of there's no other alternative, and there's so many different alternatives. So what will fit for you? Do I want to be getting up at 5 o'clock in the morning and exercise? No, I hate it. But I like going for a walk at noontime. Okay. Will you be more likely to get the walk in at noontime than get up at 5 in the morning? Yes. So what works for you is what we have to figure out. And Connie mentioned it earlier about getting support, and sometimes it's not easy to do it yourself. You know what you want to do. You just sometimes need to give yourself permission, and sometimes having the support of others in terms of maybe outside support, a coach or a mentor, somebody who is not invested in themselves, because our loved ones are so invested in themselves when we're around, because they want us to be happy and healthy, and they want us to do what they want us to do, but it's challenging, and we want to do what we want to do. and please them. So it's sort of like that loop, right? So you have to do the I love roller coaster thing and what's best for me in my situation so that I can be successful in.
Yeah, exactly. And you know, but I love what both of you shared, you know, because a lot of times, and the thing that, you know, that stuck with me is you do what works for you. Now, a lot of times when things don't go the way you want it, you have to ask yourself, but was it your intention, first of all, to go there? It's like, you know, I see people in different areas, whether it's a relationship, a job, their health goals. Like what you said, Kim, about, you know, I want to exercise, but I don't want to exercise at 5 o'clock in the morning because I know I won't get up at 5 o'clock in the morning. So I love that example you shared. And, you know, there's a lot of times when you mentioned, Connie, that, you know, does it work for us? That, you know, is it really for us? I think that's one of the questions we may not always be asking ourselves. When we look at what we're doing, if we're feeling that things aren't going our way and there's a sense of failure that comes at the end of this, and then when you feel a sense of failure or lack of success, you're questioning your ability to do other things well. And so, you know, it's important to understand that sometimes it's okay to not be successful. And again, you know, as you mentioned, Kim, you know, I love these conversations because I always learn something for myself and I can always share with other people, is that, you know, it's okay to make a course correction, to decide that maybe this wasn't meant to be, that maybe this was actually something I need to explore at a different angle, or to let go and start new and move forward in another direction. And I'd love for us to talk about how do we go about moving into another direction. As soon as I just share a little bit about upcoming shows that are coming. And one of the things that, as I mentioned, we have other shows that are airing, and so I would love to invite you to join us on our other shows. For example, we have a Life Coach Radio Network on April 17th at 2 p.m. We have Walk Your Talk with Leanne Parsons and Steve Sucker. And then today on Life Coach Chat Channel at 9 o'clock p.m., we have Believe with Life Coach Angelique Joseph. And then on April 17th on Life Coach Chat Channel, we have The Many Faces of Stress with Barbara Hessel, Connie Rogers, and Kim Ravita. So both of you are going to be on the call with Barbara Hessel. And also, anytime you want to find out more about upcoming shows or you want to know more about Life Coach Radio Network and its sister channels, you can go to www.lifecoachradionetworks.com. Follow us on Facebook at Life Coach Radio Network or on Twitter on Life Coach Radio. So just before I shared with you some of the other upcoming shows that we're having, we were talking about going in different directions. And I'd love to hear from Connie and then Kim about how do you go about going in the different directions. You know, sometimes people say, yeah, but if it didn't work, if it's not going your way, why don't you do something different? And I know it's easier said than done. So how do you do something different? You know, if you've always done the same thing and people are telling you you need to do something different, how do you go about it? What's the strategy you suggest to your clients, your friends, family, people you know, to do something different, what are the steps you would suggest them? So, Connie, would you mind sharing with us what you would suggest someone when they're asking you, I don't know what to do something different?
Thanks, Claudette. Well, one of the reasons why my business is named Bite-Sized Pieces, because people take bite-sized steps to the goal. And I found that, I found this subject today very interesting in what I teach and what people come to me for. When things don't go your way, only you can change the script, right? So first we find what truly we value and appreciate in ourselves, and then we go for it. We reach for the stars, and we could fail, but we once again need to get up again, right? Sometimes old habits don't get us the desired results we are seeking. One has to be willing and open-minded to make those necessary changes to get the desired results. I like to say health is a reflection of how we choose to live. With support, we can learn what it takes to eliminate stress-related dysfunctions, whether we're having relationship problems, whether we're having business problems. Get clear on what you want, and definitely always believe in yourself. Set yourself up for success. That takes a lot of work. Sometimes people hear that and they go, that's great. You know, how do I do that? But it's not just, it doesn't happen overnight. And then you take a deep breath, visualize yourself succeeding, and go for it. Like I said, take those necessary bite-sized steps to the goal, to whatever direction that you want to be in. Focus on your achievements and not on your mistakes. And honor your health and embrace those changes.
I love it. I love it. Like I said, before we came together, I had written a post, and it's so funny how in sync sometimes it can be without ever knowing. And in the post I wrote, you know, when you're feeling stuck, you know, face your obstacles and get feedback. But the one thing that you just mentioned is, you know, focus on your success and not on your mistakes. It's true. We tend to focus on what we're not. We tend to put a lot of energy in what's not working rather than looking at what's working. And, you know, I think that's really a key thing. And I love what you said about, you know, our health is a reflection of who we are and the life we lead. You know, those are great points. So, Kim, you know, just like I asked Connie, you know, how do you go about helping people, me, or maybe even yourself and family, and helping them? How do I go about going in a different direction? You know, it's easier said than done, but what are some of the strategies you share with people?
Well, I follow a similar philosophy as Connie mentioned, that health is a reflection of our life, and that how we do one thing is how we do everything. So there are areas in our lives that we are more successful than others. So I like to look at, okay, where have you succeeded in the past, and use that as a touchstone. Because I don't know about anybody else, but I haven't met anyone yet who hasn't ever struggled and then succeeded and been so ecstatic that they did it. Because you're right, Claudette, we put a lot of energy in what's not working. And one day it occurred to me, stop looking for what is wrong and look for what is right. So that is one of my things that I like to teach my clients, and I use too, is what is going right. So even on the worst day, there's got to be something that you can find that is working rather than not working. And I like to brainstorm a couple of options. Okay, so you've tried this, you've tried that. Now what haven't you tried? Or what do you think you'd like to try? Because I believe that we all have the answers. It's just we either don't trust ourselves or we feel we need to have permission from the outside to try it. And I also like to do, okay, so what if, dot, dot, dot. So what if I worked with a woman and she was having trouble with her teenage son. And she kept saying, I've tried everything. And so we listed, okay, what did she try? And, oh, yeah, she tried everything, but it was absolutely all negative reinforcement and behavior. And so I asked her, what if she asked him, because they were having trouble with curfew, what if she asked him what he thought would be a good time, and then they negotiated? And she said, no, I'm not doing that. It's not going to work. It never has worked. And have you asked? No. Are you willing to try? Because how we do one thing is how we do everything. And she was successful in managing employees. And so if she's successful in managing employees, which can be very challenging, I saw no reason that she couldn't find a way to manage, quote-unquote, her son in a more positive way. And so she agreed, and she said, okay, I will. And so what if it went fabulously, what would happen? And so she named a lot of emotions, because a lot of our stuff is based on emotions. And so she agreed to try it. She did. And she came back and she said, well, I didn't see that coming. And so that was one of her successes. Because he said he wants to come home at 1 o'clock. And she said, no, I don't want you home at 1 o'clock. You're supposed to be home at 11. So she said, well, what do you think would be reasonable? And he said, 1 o'clock. And she said, well, that's not going to happen. So what else do you think would be reasonable? And he said, how about 12? And she said, 11:30. And he said, Mom. And she said, okay, 12. And he was home before 12, and that was his new curfew, and he honored that, and they began to build their relationship.
That's
and they look right, because they looked at things a little differently, Claudette, like you had mentioned, right? So we need to change our direction, and Connie had said it too before.
Yeah, it wasn't a power struggle. That was very good.
Right. So it's really about look for something right. Look for what you want, and you mentioned it too. You know, what's the desire? Her desire was to have a great relationship with her son, not struggle, not do that power struggle. So I think really looking at, and somebody says it, and I don't remember if it's Tony Robbins or somebody else, but look at the end. Keep the end in mind. Maybe it's Stephen Covey. Keep the end in mind, and then work backwards. So what is it you desire, and then what can you do? What can you allow that can happen? Because it's been my experience personally and with some clients that they didn't get something they wanted. They were very bummed out. But then they got something even better, something they didn't even anticipate. Like they wanted a job, but they didn't get that job. And then something else came up that was even better than that job that they wanted and were so heartbroken over.
Right. That was Stephen Covey. Great.
Go ahead. Yeah, and I love what both of you are sharing because, you know, I think all of us at some point in our lives or even, you know, far or near or maybe even present that we all struggle at some point with, you know, not getting things done our way or not getting what we thought or think we want. You know, maybe that's the kind of relationship we desire. Maybe it's, you know, that house goal that we're looking to be like when we were in our teens. We have to look, is it realistic? Is it really worth all that time and energy in trying to create or mold something that may not be our best, the best for us? You know, we have these ideas and these made-up expectations in what our life should look like, and we talk about the should thing again. And sometimes, you know, what we see in the outside world, media influences us a lot in what kind of life we want to live or the kind of life maybe you want to aspire to live. But then we forget to ask ourselves, does this really make sense? Does it fit? You know, when I look at some of the people I work with, and they're asking themselves, you know, this relationship is so hard. I just, you know, I expected a lot more, or I expected it to be a lot easier, not as stressful. And again, you know, I ask them, well, what is it that you really expected, you know, to have everything fall in place and for having the kids accept you exactly as you are with no questions asked? You know, a lot of times we expect things that are unrealistic. We don't question ourselves enough in asking ourselves, does this make sense? And, you know, and then when we fail, A lot of times there are negative chatters in their box saying, in their head saying, you're no good, see what you're doing, I knew you couldn't do it. You know, you should have done something different. I told you, and you know, and sometimes those are negative chatter that comes either from past people, past experiences, or even yourself being so critical. And you know, a lot of times, and you know, what I heard from both of you is, you know, we sometimes assume the outcome without testing to see if it makes sense to start with. We don't question ourselves. Is this going to actually work? Is this going to get me where I actually want to get to? And then we have power struggles with other people and even with ourselves. You know, we struggle within ourselves asking ourselves, you know, is this going to get me to where I want? And I don't know about you, and I want to ask both of you, have you ever dealt with people who have not thought about, well, where do I want to go? Because, you know, and I'll give an example, and maybe you can relate and maybe you can share, is that sometimes, you know, when I work with people, the first time thing I ask them, because we're talking about families and their marriage, I ask them, well, what would your family look like if you actually got what you wanted? And they sometimes are surprised because they say, well, you know, I hadn't thought of it. I didn't ask myself that question. And so, you know, sometimes when you're moving forward and you have no idea where you're going, it makes it really confusing. So I would like to ask you, Kim, and then Connie, have you ever encountered people who didn't have a clue of where they were going, and how did you help them?
Claudette, that is such an awesome question. Yes, of course, because I think it's society, maybe not younger generations, but the people I work with, 30, 40, 50, 60-year-olds, it wasn't normal, I guess. I don't even know what's the word I want to use, to have a plan. Like, yes, you have a plan. Okay, you went to school, you went to college, you got a job, you got married, you had kids, you had a certain trajectory, but why? Do you even want, is this something that you want? How do you want to raise your kids? How do you want to have your family? I think so many people get into trouble because they're juggling a lot of things that they think that they're supposed to juggle, and that they feel like they can't go to their employer and say, I want to work 4 days a week and have Fridays off, or I want to work, you know, mother's hours, or, you know, and some things are just understood, but we get into a pattern of this is how it has to be. This is what it's supposed to be. And they don't realize that they have a choice, that they have decisions that they could say yes or no to. I had a client, and I said to her, well, how do you want your life to be? And she looked at me like I had five heads. And she said, well, what do you mean, how do I want my life to be? This is my life. And I said, but it doesn't have to be. What would, you know, okay, just, you know, go along with me. Your ideal, what would your life be like? And she had a hard time at first, but once she opened up and she started thinking, oh, I would like to do this, or I'd like to do that, da-da-da, and so forth and so on, she then started to see the possibility. You know, I had a client the other day, I run a group program, and she said, oh, my kids, she answered the phone in the middle of a fitness workout, and she said, my kids run my life, or something like that. And I said, well, but you answered the phone. She's like, yeah, but he was calling from wherever. And I said, yes, but you answered the phone. You have that choice. So I said, would he have left a voicemail? Yeah, I don't know. But you have that choice of how you want your life to be. And if you always want to be there for your kids, great, that's a choice. But then, you know, you have to accept that and say, okay, this is my choice. I've chosen to do this. Not I have to do this, but I've chosen this. So being able to look and say, and that you do have a choice. You know, it's not selfishness. I call it being self-full, or even a little bit selfless, because then you have more to give of you to others when you know what it is that you want. And then you can help inspire others.
Yeah, right. I love that.
Cup up. Mm-hmm.
So what about you, Connie? So, have you ever encountered people who had no clue of where they were going, or, what is it, what the direction, or what is it they wanted, actually, and if so, how did you help them?
Well, in my line of work, most people want to learn more about health because they've either come to the bottom road where they have a sickness, they want to change, what they're doing in their lives. But they concentrate, what I find is they concentrate on what they don't do or what they don't have or what they don't have time for. So like Kim said, they can't see the possibilities, they don't have a dream, they don't know, where to take the next step. They concentrate on their problems, they concentrate on what people are saying the next step for them should be instead of what they want to be. They don't give themselves the time to think, they don't stop and smell the roses. They've gotten a disappointing doctor's diagnosis, and they feel kind of rushed and stressed and sad and depressed and all the emotions, fear and all, everything setting in. But they don't give themselves the time to think or even meditate or think about self-care or going for a walk and allowing that information to come into their being. And maybe there is a better way. Always look for the better way instead of saying, oh, I have to do. Sometimes they don't even have anything to look forward to. You have to remember you have a choice on what things you want to have in your life. So put that out there, and that will make a difference. And like Kim said, you have a choice also on what disturbances and disruptions that you allow in your life, like not answering that phone, answering the phone when you have, when you're calmer or when you know what you're going to say. And I would say allow more possibilities in your life and make that choice of changing your mind about stress. If you change your mind about stress, your stress will be less.
And again, both of you shared some really valuable and great points, and hopefully our listeners will go back and listen to the replay of this and take notes, because there was so much that you both shared in understanding that, when you don't know where you want, or sometimes you know what you don't want, at least that's a start, when you know what you don't want, at least from there you can move forward and say, okay, I know I don't want to be overweight. I know I don't want to be overwhelmed and stressed. I know I don't want to have struggles and arguments in my relationship. That's okay. I understand I don't want this. So let's turn it around and say, okay, I know I don't want this. What do I want? So I want to have more health. I want to have more time for myself. I want to have more harmony in my life. So by turning around the I don't want this into this is what I want, because, a lot of times it's easier for people to say this is what I don't want. And so by turning it around and saying, okay, this is what I want instead. I want to be healthier. I want to have, more harmony in my life, more time in my life and more fun in my life. So then you start with saying, okay, so how does that look like? And then you start little bits and as you said, Connie, in little bits and pieces. And I think this is where the help of a coach or a trusted friend or even someone that a mentor that would really help to ask you those right questions. And I really believe, and I think it's you, Kim, who said, we have the answers inside of us. And sometimes what happens is because they're inside of us, we forget that we do have that knowledge. And we forget that, you know, it's a question of digging deep within ourselves to go and get them. And so when, with the help of someone who is knowledgeable and skillful at asking those really great important questions, helps you to eliminate angry, get insight into what works for you. Because the advice of other people, it can be helpful and can work, but in the end, you may be again going through the cycle of doing things that other people are telling you works, and then you'll end up again saying, it's not going my way again. You know, I followed all these great people's advices, but, you know, it wasn't working. It wasn't for me. It wasn't my ideal goal or my ideal self. And so a lot of times it's a challenge. It's a challenge to follow our own instincts, follow our own advice, and to know how to move forward. And with that, I would like to, wrap up, and I'll ask my co-host some final thoughts and their, closing statements and comments. But before I do that, again, I want to share with you some shows that are coming and are on this radio show and on our sister channels. And to really, if you love these kinds of shows, there's a lot of them every day to help you in different areas of your life. So tonight on Life Coach Chat Channel on April 14th, we have Believe with Life Coach Angelique Joseph. And then on Life Coach Chat Channel on April 16th, we have The Many Faces of Stress with Barbara Hessel, Connie Rogers, and Kim Revita. And then on Life Coach Radio Network on April 17th at 2 p.m., we have Walk Your Talk with Leanne Parsons and Steve Zucker. And again, if you want to find out more about our shows, either past or upcoming events and shows, please go to lifecoachradionetwork.com or follow us on Facebook at Life Coach Radio Network or on Twitter on Life Coach Radio. So we've had a great conversation today around when things don't go my way. And we've heard from Kim Revita and Connie Rogers share their insights, as well as myself, Claudia Chinevere, about, ways to deal with this. When there's a lot of negative thoughts going on, when you're disappointed, maybe there's some struggles or you're going through some grief, what is it that you can do? And I also shared about letting go of control and looking at what can actually work for you. We looked at, looking for alternatives and seeing that what you're doing is really aligned with your values. And then seeking advice and support, asking for help. You don't need to do it all on your own. You need, that there are lots of great people out there to help you and to have you ask those most important questions for yourself. So, Kim, I would love to ask you, what are some of your final thoughts about our conversation today, and where can people get a hold of you?
Well, one of my final thoughts is to remember to listen to yourself, because when things don't go our way, we have an internal, I guess I'm going to call it a dialogue, although it might not necessarily be a dialogue per se, but there's an internal
stream of consciousness, maybe?
Thank you. Yes, that's a good one, Claudia. Because we know what is best for us. We know what is best for us. And often when we reach resistance, it's because we are doing something or feeling that we have to do something that goes against what we really believe is best for us. So listening to yourself, begin with the end in mind, and then backtrack. And like Claudette said, get the support. I know personally for myself and professionally with my clients, the biggest leaps we've made is because we've invested in ourselves, we've taken the time, we've talked with others, we've worked with other people that can lead us to where we want to go and create that safe space where we can explore those negative thoughts and feelings in a positive arena that we can learn from without having the fear of hurting somebody else, like our family or our close friends. So support is very key, whether you get it in a group setting or an individual setting, whether it be with a coach or a therapist or, you know, whatever it happens to look like for you, and just trusting yourself. Just trust yourself because you are the expert on you. Mm-hmm. And you can reach me at kimravita.com. And again, I have a lovely resources page, so you can find that from my homepage if you would like. And I am on Twitter at Kim Ravita and Facebook at Kim Ravita Coaching.
Excellent. Thank you so much, Kim. And
thank you for your great words
of wisdom that you just shared with us. So, Connie, what are some of your last thoughts about our conversation today? And where can people get a hold of you?
Thanks, Claudette. Well, I would say my last thoughts would be honor your health, embrace those necessary changes, those bite-sized steps that you find you need to make. Nobody else is telling you you need to make them. Find out what you want to do. Take a deep breath. Visualize yourself succeeding. Become active. The less you spend in depression, the more time you have to heal. You can find the way out of a tunnel if you just keep taking those necessary steps and plans and intention. Everyday intention is always good to have when you wake up first thing in the morning. What is your intention? Definitely look at what works for you, like Kim said. Ask for support from a health coach. Remember, your mind is in charge of how much stress that is allowed in your life. And don't be afraid of failure. Most successful people have had many, many failures. Since I'm a health coach and an advocate for health in mind, body, and spirit, I have witnessed and supported many clients who are stuck, tired, and depressed, and in need of a jump start in their life. Once again, my name is Connie Rogers. I'm a certified integrated holistic health coach. And as a health coach, I have a passion to make a difference one person at a time. My clients typically include businessmen and women who want to incorporate new healthy habits, want to learn new tools and skills, and want to have a better lifestyle. You can reach me. I invite you to reach me at bitesizedpieces.net. My email is faces@vail.net. You can also reach me at my blog site, which is bitesizedpieceseducator.wordpress.com. And my day spa on Facebook is facebook.com/revisagewellnessspa. Thank you for a great show, ladies.
Oh, thank you, Connie, for being here as well. And my last bit of words of wisdom and hope and inspiration for you is, you know, as everybody else said, is you do have that answer inside of you, and start with asking yourself, where do I want to go? What is it that I truly want? And is what I'm doing or having at this moment really benefiting myself and my life? You know, when we're saying when things don't go my way, it's probably because it wasn't meant to be that way in the first place. And so, you know, start by facing some of the obstacles that you're dealing with. Ask for feedback from other people in case, but sometimes we need feedback from other people because we can't see what's in front of us because we're so passionate or involved in the situation. So, you know, ask for feedback from other people, from trusted people, whether it's your coach, a consultant, a mentor, a very close friend, your loved ones. You know, ask for feedback and then, you know, write down your successes. You know, a lot of times we forget that We do have successes, and they don't have to be major milestone successes. It could be something as simple as I made my bed today. You know, I prepared a wonderful, healthy meal for my family. I had a great conversation with my son or my daughter today that was really connecting. So those are successes, and don't forget to rate them. And then finally, you know, allow yourself the permit or give yourself the permission to do a course correction. If things aren't going your way, it's probably because you need to do a course correction. So, again, my name is Claudette Chenevin, and I can be reached at www.stepmomcoach.com. I'm on Facebook and on Twitter and Google+ and LinkedIn. Just Google the Stepmom Coach, and you'll find me there. Thank you both, ladies, for a wonderful show. I love the conversation. And for sure, I'd love to have people give comments and feedback about our show. And again, if you want to know more about Life Coach Radio Networks, please go to www.lifecoachradionetworks.com. Follow us on Facebook at Life Coach Radio Network or on Twitter at Life Coach Radio Network. Life Coach Radio. So again, thank you and have a wonderful rest of your day.